Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Anavex Life Sciences, ticker AVXL, a clinical stage biotech that's been making waves in the CNS space. Let's break down the full picture from the financials to the pipeline and what it could mean for investors. Anavex is a small cap player focused on developing therapies for neurodegenerative and neurodevelopmental disorders, with a market cap sitting around $253 million. And shares trading near around $3, this is a high-risk, high-reward story, typical of pre-revenue biotechs. The company has a lean team of about 42 employees and is led by CEO Christopher Missling. Founded back in 2004 and headquartered in New York, Anavex specializes in precision medicine approaches targeting sigma-1 receptors. Their lead candidate, Anavex 273, is being studied for Alzheimer's, Rett syndrome, and Parkinson's disease, with additional programs aimed at other CNS conditions. The business model is classic clinical stage biotech, heavy R&D spend, now in hopes of big payoffs from successful trials and eventual partnerships or approvals down the road. On the top line, Anavex continues to report zero revenue across recent fiscal years. That's expected for a company still in the development phase, with no commercial products on the market yet. All focus remains on advancing the clinical pipeline, rather than generating sales at this stage. Looking at the earnings side, the company posted a net loss of $46.4 million in fiscal 2025, or 54 cents per share, compared to a $43 million loss the prior year. Operating expenses remain elevated as they push forward with trials, and we see consistent negative EPS in the 52 to 62 cent range over the last 5 years. No surprises here, just the ongoing cash burn that comes with biotech development. Turning to the balance sheet, Anavex holds a solid cash position with over $102 million in cash and equivalents at the end of fiscal 2025. Total assets sit at roughly $104 million, while liabilities are low at about $9 million, giving them a very healthy current ratio above 20. Stockholders' equity stands near $95 million, though retained earnings show a large accumulated deficit from years of R&D spending. Free cash flow remains deeply negative at around $39 million for the year, funded through equity raises. At the current price near around $3, the market is valuing this business at about $253 million. With no earnings or sales yet, traditional multiples don't apply, so investors are essentially betting on the success of the clinical pipeline. The model suggests the stock could be worth somewhere in the low single digits if key trials hit milestones, but assumption changes around trial outcomes can swing that target a lot. On the SWAT front, strengths include a strong cash runway and a focused pipeline in high-need CNS areas. Weaknesses center on the complete lack of revenue and ongoing losses. Opportunities lie in positive trial data that could unlock partnerships or buyout interest, while threats include clinical failure risk and dilution from future financings. Performance-wise, AVXL has had a rough run, down nearly 70% over the past year and over 89% across 5 years. Short-term moves show some volatility with a 9% gain in the most recent week, though the 3-month trend remains negative at 35%. Relative to the broader biotech sector, it's been lagging, which isn't uncommon for a name waiting on binary trial events. My take is that Anavex remains a speculative bet suited only for investors with high risk tolerance. The cash balance gives them breathing room into the next couple of years, but success hinges entirely on clinical data readouts. If trials deliver, there could be meaningful upside from current levels. If not, further downside is likely. I'd keep position sizes small and watch upcoming catalysts closely. Wrapping up, AVXL offers a classic biotech story with real scientific promise, but the usual financial profile of heavy losses and zero revenue for now. Thanks for watching, drop your thoughts in the comments, and I'll see you in the next one.